Yeah. Addressing a duffer in rather harsh voice, I asked their area of origin. The reply came in Czechic, a mixture of languages. Doch, that's German for certainly, or yes. Recording, der Kosmetianus. That's recording, the Kosmetianus. Yes, you're recording a cosmic race. Note, recording instead of recording, and der Kosmetianus, which should be die Kosmetianus, plural. So here we have a hint that the voices, mysterious voices, may not be of terrestrial origin. A slightly wacky voice shouts in polyglot, "We are Adlers, we're readers." The message, French and English, "Pass out, pay attention, das tut the weather," is affected by the weather. That's a potpourri, a polyglot voice, possibly trying to tell us that the transmissions may be affected by the weather, by geophysical conditions, or geological or meteorological conditions. After the passage of a few years, the paranormal voices became more structured and less weird. The voices indicated from the beginning that they had the technological means to monitor us in our daily lives, to listen to our conversations, and even to zero in into our environment and observe us, and even record material from us. Here's a voice which seems to suggest even that. It's superimposed on a public service broadcast, which might, as far as I know, be a dashboard or a waterboard, and it's a cultured English voice claiming, "We can see Edith by radio." Edith is my wife, who sometimes takes part in the experiments. "We can see Edith by radio," a cultured English voice. Probably referring to me, here's a voice saying, "He'll be ready to be a hero speaker. He'll be ready to be a hero speaker," indicating that I will overcome inhibitions and release some of my voices to a wider public.
He'll be ready to be a hero speaker.
That last voice apparently says, "Hope visitor, exalted visitor, maybe from another planet." Here's rather a vain fellow who calls himself the Herzog Beerus, the Duke of Beerus, whoever, wherever that may be.
The Herzog Beerus. The Herzog Beerus.
Ruhrgas ist der wichtigste Kunde der Gazprom in Deutschland.
The two tracks which follow are recordings of the 7-inch vinyl release, which accompanied Radiwe's book Breakthrough, published by Colin Smythe Limited in 1971. This is the first time they have appeared on compact disc.
Thank you. KUT.
DJ Timmy Richardson on Utopia's Paradise.